Let's look into the film. In this video, we're looking at Ron Flournoy, your third option at wide receiver. And one of the things that I will like to say, if you look at his skill set, his tape, you see him line up inside right here, the slot. He's going to really attack the outside shoulder upfield, and he's going to stem it this way, and then he's going to break it in smoothly. He's not rounding his routes, and then he knows the ball pretty well. These are things that I like, especially coming out as a third option. Look at him, nosing the ball, putting his body in great position, making it harder for the defender to fight through that body or that frame right here. And that is what I like out of Flournoy, being able to gravitate and greet the ball with his hands. Those are things that we all have to contextualize, especially at a wide receiver spot. Now, he's back inside, right? Sure hands catcher, being able to split the defenders here, get that first down, and being that safety blanket. Watch how he sits on his route right here. Come off of his release right here. And he's physical, right? And he's just going to find his soft cushion spot right here. You see the coverage right here. They got two deep safeties, and he's just trying to find that soft area in the zone, and he finds that area right there in the field. Dak climbs the pocket, squeezes inside. He forces this ball inside, but he looks him off, right? Because he can hit this guy in the flat, and he got flat responsibilities here. So that freezing of the frame, that's all brought to you by your quarterback. And he's able to missile that ball inside and get that first down. It's all about leveraging, playing with size and physical strength. And that is what Ron Flournoy possessed as well. And he's crafty enough. Watch how he just take a quick pass underneath, and he's able to get more and more yards with Yak. Yak controls everything. That's yards after catch, man, not the kind you drink. But as we get this going the best way possible, look where he ran this route from, right? And he squeezes down, curves, find that soft area in the zone, high points the ball. You can't get him down with just a half tackle. You got to be able to put your leverage on him to get him down in the ground. And these are what I like, being able to be in that bunch formation. Keep in mind, Ron Flournoy is the ancillary piece on this particular offense. He's not your number one target, nor two, no offense to that. But sometimes in this offense, he's your third or maybe fourth option when you start to think about it. But those are things that you have to contextualize. Now, being a guy that can line up on the outside when it's one-on-ones, when you know for sure that, hey, I need that yak. I need those dirty yards. But I also need the ability to win my one-on-ones on the outside. Can you trust him? I think that he got size enough to trust him enough to be out there on the island by himself to play that X position. And then it gives you so much flexibility when you start to think about the aspect. He can high point the ball. These are things that you cannot just say, okay, it's because he's a third option. No, you look at him. Look at him. That's like legit number two optionist right there. You know what I'm saying? Optionist, just making up words. But you see how he high points the ball, and you can't just get him down easily. And those are things that you like out of Ron Flo tape. And look at him, point. Yeah. So all of those things, when you start in this particular system, and even though it was a Costco sample size with his skill sets out there and them attacking and utilizing him, right? Because we know the focal points of it being the other guys. But when you look back at it and you say to yourself, all right, now I got a guy that the Cowboys can utilize when it's one-on-ones that I can trust him. If I can trust my guy, they can line up inside, right? They got two-way goals. That's a 4-4 guy, right? 4-4-40. And that's all you're doing is playing iso ball. Find a short area, find a soft spot in the field right here, and he's getting moving the needle. So those are things that you look for, especially out of Ron Flournoy. Going into this season, 2026 season, he's going to be a problem because of the simple fact you can't cover and double team everyone, right? And now that you got him that can continue on a consistent basis, look at him rumbling and pummeling over folks, man. I love that right there. Just that along, right? Watch this. Put the stiffy out there. You think you're going to get me down? You're going to get me down? You're going to try to take me down? No. Ah! Yeah. And look at GP. It's contagious, baby. These are things that we love to see, right? GP is happy. I'm happy because he gave the guy the hand to the face and he got the first down. So if we can continue to utilize Ryan in that way, look, last year was last year. Jalen Tolbert for what he was asked to do. Shout out, kudos and credence. But it was only slowing down what we needed to see out of 19 because he is mean, right? Yeah, give me this. I'm fighting for extra yards, and it took at least another player to get him down. See, you know, these are extra yards that you got to account for. Hell, look, this is at least 3 to maybe 4 more yards just being able to have that yak within his ability of playing out there on the way. He's been off season eating his creatine and peanut butter. Come on with it. So when you start to think about these small things and you look at my guy Ryan Flanoy being able to be that wide receiver, right, that can catch the ball in the middle of the field, that can also, ladies and gentlemen, be that guy that can win his one-on-ones. Those are finite things that the Cowboys absolutely need to continue to bring. And when you think about this, look at it. It's on tape. He can win. He can be a consistent wide receiver. He just need to be able to have those opportunities, right? And this play right here, I think it got beyond him. You know, got a man at the top of the route, had him beat. I guess the pass was a little bit too far out. But when you look at it, he scooped him. Yeah. And this is a big boy play, too, by the way, with this wide receiver. One-on-one, outside with no help over the top. And that's because they ain't worried about him. They rolling coverage this way. You know, they all rolling coverage this way. They are not worried about him, and he can be the ultimate element of surprise. And then when he start making noise, we know how that can go, by the way. So this is what I like about him. Yeah, got him. He's on skate. Dak do got pressure in the face, right? And this is this is a big throw right here, by the way. It's a very big throw. Just couldn't bring it home. But if I can see it once, I can see it again. He had this guy on the skates right here. If you can continue, especially heading into this season, we heard Schottenheimer and other coaches speak very highly of Ryan and what he can do out there on the field. It's just that now that we got to incorporate him into the game plan. And even when a poorly thrown ball behind him, he's able to be a quarterback's friend with this one, reaching all the way back. Yeah. Ball's a little behind. He wanted to be a little bit in front of him, and he's able to be a wide receiver, right? If the ball is in the area code, I can receive it. That's the words from the playmaker. Just throw it into proximity. Yes. They got him for probably a horse collar, whatever it was on that play. But he's able to catch a touchdown, needle through. Everybody's focused on the wrong guy, but he's the right guy for us. And that's how the Cowboys can continue to excel their game, by utilizing Ryan Flanoy mixed in with the element of surprise, because a lot of people ain't ready for him. They ready for these other boys. Cowboys Nation, when we start to think about this all together, the wide receiver room is one of the most competitive rooms on this team. We got tons of, they might sign another wide receiver by tonight, by the way. That's how it goes. When you pull up the Dallas Cowboys roster all together on wide receivers, they got everybody, mama, uncle, cousin, Tupac, and Biggie out there at wide receivers. So let me see how many wide receivers we got already. Let me see how many we got. We're looking at this chart line for your mind. Let's see. We got a lot of them. And Ryan Flanoy, you can go ahead and pencil his name in as your creme de la creme, right? You got Brinson. You got Camden Brown. Ryan Flanoy, Trayshawn Holden, my dog, Tyler Johnson. You got CeeDee Lamb, of course, Mingo. You got Jonathan Mingo, the Mingo Dynasty. You got George Pickens, Anthony Smith, Jaden Smith. You know, even we went and got Will Smith's son, right? And we got Kevontae Turpin, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. And we got some wide receivers that's fighting for a role here. And when we look at all of these type of things, one thing I can say for certain, the Cowboys, the competition is going to be heavy for that wide receiver three spot. Now, one can say, hey, that's Kevontae Turpin's spot, the third option. Law. Well, it is. But on a consistent basis with size, right? And I'm not just pumping this up because we just looked at this film. But when you 6'1", 205, a little bit, I think he's like more like 215, by the way. But when you look at Ryan Flanoy and you look at what he can do, I think that this would be the great opportunity for him to shine, especially since the room is a lot less with politics with the other guy. And no offense to Jalen Tolbert. He was an earlier draft pick for us, right? So they had to give him some playing time. But now that you got Ryan, let's see how all of this will work out. And Trayshawn Holden, hey, you right behind him. So just step up, make some crazy good plays this offseason, and your name will be in the hat as well as those others. DC for life, not for sure. That's been my time. I really thank you all for yours. And remember, you're listening to nothing but the best. Go Cowboys. Let's get it. Peace.